Vayter and Shasher and Duff Ayin Tes, picking up on Ayin Chesem Abayis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, second to the last word. Story time. Hahi Itza the boy that Havchinu the Nichsa Megava. There was a woman, and she wanted to hold on to her properties that it shouldn't get to her hubby, right? That the husband is going to come to her. She says, Almana Haisa, she was an Almana. So she wants to get married. She gives her stuff to her daughter. So then the husband doesn't get the schus of it. It's not really a gift. It's just in order to keep it away from him. So the daughter shouldn't get it. If the guy dies or they get divorced, it's going to go right back to her. Ksaftinu livrata. So she wrote everything over to her daughter. In Siva, she got married. Vigarsha. Then after she got divorced. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Tes. Asoyla kamedu Rav Nachman. Kari Rav Nachman l'shtara. Rashi explains she came in front of Rav Nachman in order to get it back from her daughter because her daughter was claiming, what? You gave it to me. Look, I have a shtar over here. You gave it to me as a matana. So Rav Nachman said, oh, let me see that right over there. He goes and he takes it and he rips it right up and says, nice try. She didn't want to give it to you. It was just a little game. So the husband shouldn't get it. But the mice said it belongs to the mama. Also, Rav Anan Kamidu Mar Ukva. Rav Anan came in front of Mar Ukva and he's like, Amalei says, Chazi Mar Nachman Chakla Heichi Mikar Shtari Deinshe. Rashi says, why is he going to Mar Ukva? Because he was the Av Beis Din. He was dissing on what just happened over here. The Rav Nachman did. He says, Chakla is Einu Baki B'dinim. He's not a Baki in Dinim. And look what he just did. This Chakla, this serf, this peasant, this lowly one, he's ripping things up. Amalei, so Rashi says, Emily Easy. We had a story similar to this previously. So Emily, he says, tell me, Gufdu of the Hechiava, what exactly happened? Tell me the facts on the ground. Fadig, facts on the ground. Amalei, so he says, Hachiv Hachiava, this is what happened. So Amalei, so Marufa says, Shtarm of Rachas Kamart. You're talking about a Shtarm of Rachas? A document that's just basically trying to like flee to escape to get the stuff away from the husband? Then what are you talking about? He did a great job. Hachi Amar of Chanilai, Baridi Amar Shmuel, More Hora Ani, says, I am a More Hora, I Paskin. And Im Yavo, I would say that Im Yavo Shtarm of Rachas Liyadi Ekran, if Shtarm of Rachas comes to my hand, I will tear that thing right up. Rashi explains, what do you mean when he says, Mor Harani? Natalti Rishus Meresh Galusa. I have Rishus Meresh Galusa. Kedamin Reper Kamat Sanhedrin. The Bahani Rishusa Velo Yavi Rishusa El Baki Bedava. You only give the Rishus for someone to do that if they are Baki, if they're an expert. He says, I'm an expert in such a matter. And I say, Yavishtam Ravach Zod. He says, Rashi, Shehirtsa Makabal Matana, Achsim Chosma Piv, Shalolach Zirum Lenosin Ekranu. In order to not give it back to someone, I would just rip it right up. Akome Parach, Hol Velav Shtarahu, Hech Hol. So the question is, the Gemara is going to ask, if it really didn't work, so then how did it work in the first place to actually keep it away from the husband? So the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Rav Nachman, Rav says Rav Nachman, time am I? Why is it Shmuel is saying that he would go ahead and he would have torn up the document? Because a person wouldn't go and leave himself with nothing, give it over. He wouldn't do such a thing. Must be the only thing he's doing is like leaving it over by them, but really they're not giving it over. But Hani Mili Lachrini, Awalabrata Yava. That's only true when it's talking about other people, random people you wouldn't give it over. Rashi's been osin leish nachri, ika lememar de lo gamer vakna. They didn't have in mind to totally give it over to them. Right? That's what we would say that it's not really a gift. Awalabrata Yava, but if it's her own daughter, she would do it. Rashi's matana chaluta. And therefore, it should be a good shtar, and the daughter should be able to hold on to it and not give it back. When dealing with her daughter, she takes herself over the daughter. So therefore, it's not really a good gift, because in Ichinami, relative to some random person, the daughter's better than a random person. But relative to herself, she's better than her own daughter, and therefore she's not giving it over in a way that she's going to end up losing it.
If someone wants to go ahead and they want to hide, they want to keep away their property from their husband, so what should they do?
Kate said he owes her. What are steps to take? Kosev shtar pasim at lechem. She read a shtar pasim. Ooh, baby. Throw back to Yavamos. I think it was Yavamos. Maybe it was early in this Masechta.
That's a shtar, which isn't actually like the real deal. It's a type of shtar pasim is something where somebody writes like, oh yeah, this person owes me a lot of money or something like that in order to say like, or I give them a lot of money. It's in order to make people think that you're something different that you are, to make people think like, wow, you're even wealthier than other people think you are. Unbelievable. And really you're not. So in this case also, this woman is saying that someone else should take the property before she gets married in order to stop the husband from getting it. And really, the person who's taking it doesn't really get it. So what does she do? They say, if that third party wants, they can mess them over. Rashi says, and hold on forever. They can come back and say, all right, my husband didn't get it. I'm divorced now. All right, give it back. I'm holding on to it. Nice try. Now this is, unless she writes that this is going to happen from today when I say that it's okay. Because she could always enact a retroactive point that if the husband comes and says, I want it, and then she could say, you know what, I want it to be going into effect retroactively, this stuff goes to this other person. And if she wants, she doesn't say anything yet, and then it won't go into effect. Time of the kasva lehachi. Now, that's only because this only works because she wrote this type of idea. If she didn't write that, then Kanina Lokech, the guy would acquire it straight up and be able to hold on to it. So what's shot that Shmuel would go ahead and rip up this shtar? When she gives it to the daughter, she didn't say the whole shtickle, so therefore it remains by her. Rav Zeir says, Lokasha, this is not a question. Ha bekula, ha bemiktsasa. Shmuel is talking about where she gave all her property away. And that, we say, obviously, she wouldn't give away all her property, and therefore, it doesn't actually hold up and rip it up. It says Rashi, Ki Amar Shmuel lo kani b'koseves lo kol nechaseah. The kid with the Lushaira immediately left, she didn't leave anything over. Im tisgarish anan sahadi, the lo gamar makneah. We know she gets divorced, she gets up with nothing, she would never have in mind she's really giving that over. Ahata katani rotza mesachik ba b'koseves miksasan. And that one, they say, we could laugh at it, it's only if it's miksasan. Ha'am miksasan, if it's part of the property, so then it could be that she's giving it over entirely, it's Gomer Liba to give it over, and therefore the guy would be able to keep it, the third party could keep it, and she'd get messed over. Now, frankly, Gemara, how does any of this work? V'ilo keninu lokech. If the guy really, the third party, isn't really acquire it, then nikninu baal, then it automatically goes to the husband. Right, so what? How is this even working altogether? It's like a regular case of a marriage. It goes, right? If Shmuel's saying that this giving over, in a case where the woman wrote all of her property, then that this should be, it shouldn't work in holding her husband from taking the stuff, the payros during the lifetime and getting it after he ends up dying. So Abaye, Amar Abaye, Asom kinechasim shein yidu in labal. We consider them like things which are properties that are not known to the husband. Rashi says, Shariel manas sheina shala nasa. He married her thinking that it doesn't belong to her. The suffer shematana gemurah. He thought it was a matana gemurah. Therefore, that's the case. For libid Rabbi Shimon. This goes according to the world of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was the very end of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Chesamid Aleph that it said that he makes a chilek between a case of whether he knew about the properties, he didn't know about the properties, and therefore that's what we're going with here. Now we're going to delve into this next Mishnah, Nichsei Milug ideas, and that is when the stuff falls to the wife, you know, husband and wife, they're married, full on married, and if something falls to her, we'll see what type of items, property, money, metatlin, karka, different things. We know that the stuff belongs to her if/when he dies or they get divorced. She gets that as is, and he, in the meantime, gets to go ahead and use to get the pyrus of it. So now we want to know different things that could fall to her. So number one, nafla ksaf, unless she has money, she gets money. Yilakach ben karka, does she go and buy land with it? V'hu olcha pyrus, and he eats the pyrus of that land. Rashi says va'karen kayemisla, the property itself is hers. Shalo tiknu lo chachamim tachas pirkona el pyrus. Only thing he gets is the fruits itself. Paris a tulushin minakarka. Let's say she got Paris, just stuff that apples, oranges that are not connected to the ground itself. Then yilakach ben karka v'hu olcha Paris. Then you should land should be bought with that, and then he eats those fruits. So you take those, you sell, take the money, buy a land and grow fruits, and he gets to eat the fruits, and she gets the land. Paris and mechuvah minakarka. What happens if she gets those Paris that are connected to the ground? I'm Rabbi Meir shaman osa kama hi yafa Paris. We evaluate how much the land is and is worth with those fruits there. Vakami yafa below Paris, and how much it's worth without the fruit over there. Umosa yilakach ben karkav hu ochel Paris. And with the amount that's between the two of them, you go ahead and you buy another piece of land, and then he eats the fruits of those land.
The Chachamim and Chachamim say, nope, they say, Amuchubar in the Karka Shalom. Even the stuff that's Mechubar to the Karka at the time that this field falls to her, there it is right now. It didn't grow later, but it grew right. It was already there. That also belongs to him. Vatalushim in the Karka Shalom. The stuff that's separate from it is hers. V'yilokachlen Karka, v'hu ochapers, and you buy Karka with that stuff, with the fruits that came off of it. That's Talush, that's separate, that's not attached. And then whatever goes from that, he gets to eat. Again, she gets the major property, the Karen, he gets to have the pears come out of it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Malkum Shi'afa Kocha B'chinisasa, Hura Kocha B'tziyasa. Fascinating principle, and that is, whenever he has the upper hand, Malkum Shi'afa Kocha, his strength is stronger, he's stronger when he's coming in, Hura Kocha B'tziyasa, it becomes weaker when he goes out. In Balagarsha, the Rashi says, if we get divorced, but in the place where his koch is weaker when coming in, his koch is stronger when going out. Ketzad, what does this mean? When we talk about the idea of the fruits are connected to the ground, Rashi says, we're talking about klomar b'shasni filos and the shalom. The time that it falls, it's his, kirabanan, like the rabbanan said, but Gemara says, that's the Tanakama. We're going to ask that question. But in the meantime, we said that peris b'chubar m'lekarko, b'kinesa shalom, are his. But if they get divorced, it's going to be hers. If when he's married to her, she got this stuff and it's to the ground, he gets it, like we said, the Chum said. But if he divorces her and there's stuff that's attached to the land, then she ends up taking it while taking the land also. But to lose him in a car, but stuff that's tallish, that's separate from the land, but can he sasa shalah? When he comes in, it really belongs to her. Ubitsiyaso shalah, but if they get the forest, then Itaka belongs to him. Rashi explains the mad, the kadda, shakadda matalash, that was the kimbling that were tallish it. The Tachtava is still under his jurisdiction, his domain. Zachaban, he's Ochem, Midin Persik Simulog, because of the din of Nichse Milog. So we see that little flip flop principle over there. Now, we spoke about the Mishnah that if she gets certain things, that she's going to go and buy real estate with it. For example, if she gets money, she gets stuff which is tulushin or tulush, it's not connected to the ground. You go, you sell it, you buy some property with it, and then he gets to have the fruits of it. Now, the question is, what happens? There's a machlokas between the husband and the wife as per what they should buy. Rashi says, let's say one of them says, I want to buy kark, and one of them says, I want to buy batim, I want to buy houses. Right, so which one? Says the Gemara, pshita, ara, ubate. If we're talking about the fact that one of them wants to be houses and one of them wants to buy land, wants to buy houses, and ara, they should buy land because that's going to be better. Rashi explains that land is going to be better because it lasts longer than a house does and you make more money off it. So either one of them can say that that's what they want to do. So the wife says she wants to buy a house and the husband can say, no, let's get land because it's going to be better because it's going to get fruits are going to come from it. And let's say it's the opposite. The husband wants to buy a house and then you know, want to rent it out or something like that. The wife could say, no, she wants to have land because a house can go down in value and it's going to mess up her Karen for afterwards. So when you have a case of Ara, Bate, Ara wins. Bate, Vidikle, when it comes to houses versus the Kalib, when you get palm trees, watches Bate, Schar and Meruba, Midikle, renting it out, you get more than you get from palm trees, Shehena, Surin, Leabas, because they dry out. Dikle is Tamar, is dates. Bate, then you take houses, because houses is going to be more value, it's going to be more, it's better. Dikle vilane, what happens if you're doing palm trees, the other type of, or ilane, which is another type of fruit tree. Rashi says, shai lanos, other types of fruits. Dikle, that wins. Ilane vigil, the palm trees are going to win. How wide are the palm trees? Ilane vigufne, if you're talking about fruit trees and vines, grapevines, then ilane, the fruit trees, wins as well. Right, because these are all things that are going to last a little bit, they're going to last longer. And you're going to make more money off it. Now, the classic circumstance is that if, let's say, something like land falls to her, that's always going to be there. She's going to make money off it. It's going to be there. So then what happens? Then we do is that we hold on to that. And then the husband has the peros. And then he gains from it. And the wife has the keren, the actual land itself. But let's say you have such a thing that this thing gets used when it gets consumed. Like, for example, you have talush, things that are talush, then you have to sell it, and then you use that stuff in order to buy the land. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about now stuff which is, it could be one or it could be the other. Iba zardisa upira de kavri. Let's say a woman gets, she's yoresh, a iba zardisa is a forest of trees that are called sorb trees, which Rashi says that the fruit themselves aren't so chashuv, so they use the trees over there in order to use for wood. Or if they have a fish pond Amri la peri. Some say that the wood over here of these trees and the fish of this pond are considered like peri, like fruit. In which case, what would you have to do? You have to go and sell it and use the money to buy land. Rashi says, im naflu la birusha, because he says, it's a bedagim shabachvira, who piriyan va karka, who karen. The karka is the karen. Va amri la karna. Some say, no, it's actually karen itself. Rashi says, kula the karna. Hold the eats of adagim, call him, since they're going to go to, they're going to be used up and destroyed. V'akol yimachir miyad, you sell it. V'yilokich v'ham, karka, you buy a karka with it. V'ol chaperis, and he eats the fruits of it. Klol demilso, what is the general rule? The rule is, gizo machlif, if the trunk will machlif, will come back, will regrow, meaning after it's used, it goes back, then peret's considered like pera, fruit. Ain't gizo machlif, but if it doesn't go back, it doesn't get, you know, rebuild itself right now. Rashi says, Elon ingus a machlif, like a tree. It doesn't come back right away. Then karna, then it's considered like karen. It's the principle. Amr Rav Zeir, Amr Rav Shai, Amr Rav Yanai. V'yomri la Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rav Shai, Amr Rav Yanai. Hagonev. Let's see, you have a person who goes and they steal. Beep, turn the page. I intend to say, someone who steals. Vlad behemos milug, the offspring of a malug animal. This is a case where the woman inherited an animal. Rashi says that shenafala behema biyerusha v'yolda, and that animal ended up giving birth. So you have this animal, and this animal has milk or whatever it is, and the parents have come from it, and now it goes and gives birth, and the guy goes and steals it. What's it then? Mishaling tashlumi kefal leisha. He pays double kefal to the woman. Says Rashi, v'lolabal, not to the husband. Kasakatayt the kasaver ain't a vlodus payer. The vlodus are not considered fruit. Elikaren. It's considered that it's Karen, that it's a principle, and you buy land with it. Shema Tamus Ha'em, Karen. Maybe the mother is going to die, and then the Karen is going to be all just going to be gone and forget and lost. So therefore, you go ahead and you sell it. Frekta Gemara Keman, who is this going like? Lo Karbanon, v'lo Kichananya. It's not going to Rabbi or Kichananya. Netanya, we learned in a Braisa, Vlad Behemoth Malog Labal. The Vlad of the Malog is goes to the husband. Vlad Shvach Shivchos Malog Lisha. The Vlad of the Malog of a Shivcha goes to the wife. Now Rashi says, going to explain what's the Pshat over here. That's coming the first time. What's Pshat? Chananya ben Achi Yoshia. Yoshia Omer, he says, Asu Vlad Shivchas Malug Kivlad Behemas Malug. They made the Vlad, the offspring of the Malug of a Shivcha, like the offspring of a Malug of an animal. And therefore, what ends up happening? The husband ends up getting both of them. So, Kum Tuchai, what do you see? According to all the Tanaim, the Vlad of the Malug animal is considered like it is Peros, and therefore belongs to the husband. So, if it's the Pshat, and he goes and pays kefal to the wife. That's Gemara, Afilu Tema Divrei HaKol. We could even say that it goes to the husband, according to everyone, and still the husband doesn't get the double whammy. Why? Because Pera Takina Leila Rabbanan. The rabbi set up that it should be at the Peros. Pera the Pera Lo Takina Leila Rabbanan. But the fruit of the fruit, so in other words, yeah, this is fruit, but this is considered the fruit of the fruit that doesn't go to him. And that goes to the wife, says Rashi, Kefal Haba Olav, the kefal that comes from it. Because the offspring is considered the peros of that, and the kefal is considered peros the peros. So he only gets that of the offspring itself, and the wife gets the double wham over there. Breaks down the Gemara. Bishlam the Chananya. We understand this works in the world of Chananya, that the husband is going to get the offspring of both the malug animal and the malug shivcha, Haidu Deluchashina Lamisa. That's because he holds, we're not worried that maybe the original one is going to die. Therefore, in both cases, the offspring of it is able to be considered of the produce of the Malug property. Ella Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, I chai shid lamisa, if you're worried about the fact that the mother's going to die, afidu vlad behemas malug namilo, then even the vlad of that should not be given over. If lo chai shid lamisa, you're not worried about it, afidu vlad shivchas malug nami, then even the offspring of the malug shivcha should also be given to the husband. What's going on? Doesn't work with that case, says the Gemara, li'olam chai shid lamisa. Really, we are worried about the fact that the mother, that original cow, is going to die. And therefore, the wife gets to keep the offspring of the shivcha in order to hold on to her karen. V'shaini behema de'ika ora.
But an animal is different because in that case, as the Oren, as the hide, and that even if the animal dies, the hide still remains. Rashi says, Ve'ena Karen Kalakula. It doesn't get totally get rid of. So even if the mother dies, we're able to hold on to that little bit. Therefore, there's no reason to stop the husband from taking the offspring. Amar of Huna bar Chiyama Shmuel, halacha kechananya, the halacha is like a chananya, that the husband takes the vlad of the shivcha. Says the Gemara, Amar of Rabbi Nachman, afal gav, the Amar Shmuel, halacha kechananya, mo the chananya shim nisgarsha, even though the chazaikim, chananya would agree that if the husband took the offspring of the shivcha, and then they got divorced. Oh, sorry about that. I'm stopping that. Pardon me, sorry about that. That means my Arv is coming up. Shim nisgarsha. V'abal zacha bevlado shein kiperus tlushin, and that's considered like peris tlushin, then nosenes damim v'notaltan. She gives the money, the value of the offspring, right, to the husband, but she gets to take the offspring themselves. She can walk with it. Rashi says nosenes lo isha damim v'notaltas b'nei shevchasa. Mepnei shevach be'savia. That stuff that came from her father into the marriage, that's sentimental. We allow her to go ahead and to keep this idea called Shevach Beis Aviyah. Amar Rav Nachman, Hechnisa lo eiz l'chalva v'chiracha l'hizasa. Let's see, she brings it to the marriage. As nichsim alug, a goat for the milk, so the goat is actually belongs to her, the milk the pears goes to him, or a sheep for the shearings of the sheep, and that would go to him. Says Rashi, lechol chalva, drink the milk, or the gizas hein ikar shala, l'hachi nakat la lehu, v'hu aden d'shaka chalva v'lados. Right, so what's it then? Vatanagol sabitsasa, or this rooster, the hen, sorry, labitsasa for its eggs, vadekalabiros of our papji for the fruits, ochel vaholich, achatikla karen. He is allowed to go ahead and eat until there's no more karen left. Meaning to say, even if all these things would die and break down and be gone, it's still okay. You know why? Because even when they're finished, then there's still some karen that's left over. You have the hide of the animals and the feathers of the hen, and you have the wood of the tree. So therefore, yo, that's allowed to be done. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Ayla le glima, let's see, she bought a glima. What's that type of coat? Rashi says, talis, b'nechse melug, afal pi shalom, shamaso, b'ksuvasa, b'nechse itzon barzel, v'tzachlios karen shamorla. That is, she goes and brings this in, perahavi. We'll explain this in a minute. But if she brings in this cloak, in this coat, as nechse melug, perahavi, then to wear it is considered the peir. Rashi says ksuyav shebechase menu heperosav. That's considered peros. Mechase be va'azal dechalia. He could go and he could wear it until it gets totally worn out. Rashi says v'ashchakin yula lekaren. The leftover stuff is going to remain as her karen. Keman, who is this going like? This stuff over here that's left over. This is going to be considered still the karen. So who is he speaking in here? Kihai tana. Is going like the following Tana. Time went to the Braisa. Hamelech ve'achol. That is salt and sand. There's a certain particular area by the beach where the salt would fall into these different areas, and like these little mines that salt came out that were that the water got dried up by the sun and there was salt there. And chol is a place where they would go and take in order to go and make bricks. And this comes. She was yorish them. Harei zeh peros. This is considered peros. Remember, this is talking about a case over here. Rashi explains that this is talking about that they have this type of like this area, which is like by the beach, and the salt gets trapped over there with the water, and the sun evaporates it in the sand, and the water goes, and they have the salt left over, and the sand is where it's used for the for building. And both these cases, we say that they're considered like payros. So we don't say they have to go ahead and sell the entire property over there and then use it in order to buy land, because the property's stuff that comes out, the produce, the salt of the sands, is never going to end. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir, says Rashi, was going to argue in the next case, would agree in this particular case. Pir shel gafris, machporos shel tsrif. When it comes to a pit of sulfur or a mine of something called, a type of mineral called swif, called alum, these are type of things, Rashi says, alum belaz, shetsovim behem begadim, it's used in order to dye things. These type of things are eventually going to run out. As opposed to the salt and the sand, it's never going to run out. The water's going to keep coming in, salt's going to still come out from there, and the sand's always going to be there. We're going to run out of sand. But these things eventually will run out. Ramir says that this stuff, the sulfur and the alum, are considered like the keren, because what's going to happen, they're going to be gone eventually. Rashi says, you should sell it. Because in fact, it's going to be gone, you go and you buy a karka. Chachamim say that these are peros.
Meaning, even after all the minerals are gone, the bottom of it, which is that earth over there on the bottom of the pit, is going to remain for the wife. The husband can go ahead and use the minerals until they're totally finished off, and they're going to, because they're the peros, and he's using them in the regular way that he uses them. So what do you see? According to Chachamim, you can have something a little bit, tiny amount left over, and something is still going to be considered like it is valuable. So the same thing here, the blows, the stuff that is worn out clothing is going to be the same type of situation, so we see it going according to this. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Makum Shiyafa Kocho, wherever the husband has the upper hand when he gets married to her, then he has the lower hand when he gets divorced to her. Whenever he has the lower hand when he marries her, he has the upper hand when he divorces her. Now, Rabbi Shimon Hanu Tanakama, aren't they saying the same thing, right? That the Chachamim in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, who also said against Rabbi Meir that the Mechuber fruit is going to belong to the husband. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Mechubarim B'Shas Yetziyah Gebenayu. The difference between the two is stuff that's attached at the time of the divorce. The Tanakama didn't talk about this case of the stuff that was connected to the ground at the time they got divorced. This is where they argue with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would say that the woman would take this stuff with the Karen when they get divorced. And the Tanakama says that whatever grew while the husband had the rights to the Nechsimilug, even if it's still attached to the Karen, at the time of marriage is gotten rid of, it's going to belong to him. That's where they would differ.
Zok, the next mission, we're talking about other things that fall to the wife. Nafal avadu mishvachu zakenim. Let's say you have old slaves or old maid servants that fall to her as a Yerusha. Then Yumachu, she should go, you sell them. V'yilakich mim karka, get land. V'hu ocha peris, and he has the peris. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo timkor. No, you don't have to sell him. The place shein shevach besavia. The old shevach besavia trick, and that is that this is what she brought into the marriage, and that's important to her, and they hold on to it. Next, nafla zesim gufanim zekanim. Let's say you have olive trees or grapevines, alter ones, that they go, and they falter as Yerusha. Yimachu, they sell it. V'yilakhu ban karka, and then you go, and you buy karka with it. V'hu ocha peres, he might eat a peres. V'hu domer, lo tim kar, no, m'pnei shehen, shevach besavya. Once again, the old shevach besavya shtickle. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav, machlokes shenafel besavya shela. The machlokes is only talking about a case about whether or not you could sell it or you don't sell it, you hold on to the shevach besavya, is only in the case when the shenafel besavya shela, the grapevines fall into a field that belongs to her. So she owns the field, she owns the grapevines, then that's where the machlokas is going to be. Avah b'sadah she'en ha'shalah, but the field is not hers, and she only inherited the actual stuff inside, the trees, the grapevines, etc. Divrei kol timkar, everyone agrees that she has to go and she has to sell it. Mishum to go kali ha'karen, because the karen is eventually going to get lost, and he's then going to end up not having the fruits. Says Rashi, so what do you do? Divrei kol timkar, v'ilakach b'hem karka, you buy land. V'ein echad b'hem yochel la'akev, neither one of them can go and hold back, b'michiras in the sale, she'en kan shevach b'sav'av. Hecha de kol yekarno, when it's going to be totally lost, there's no considered shevach besavia. In fact, the Gemara maskev lo Rav Yosef. Yosef asks, "Hare avadim shvachos?" But what about the case of avadim shvachos? Chisada she'ena shalad dami. This is compared like a field that doesn't belong to her. Right, as soon as they die, there's nothing left anymore. Oplige, but and they say that there's still a machlokas over there. I thought we were saying that there should be no machlokas and it should be sold because. We don't want to lose everything over here. What's going on? Ella iet mar hachiyimar. Right? No, really, this is what we should have said. Amar of Kahana Marav, machlokes besada shena shalot. The machlokes is when these trees fall into a field that's not hers. Aval, that's where the machlokes is. Besada shalot, if it's hers, they're right. Call lotimkar. If it's hers, someone says you shouldn't sell them. Shevach besavia, because that is considered shevach besavia. Okay. Yeah, in this context, what that means is even if the trees die, they'll still have the field and they'll still have pears to come off of it. So therefore, we hold on to these trees because she don't make her sell them because she has this pride that she brought this into the marriage. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell y'all a great, great day.